We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Continuing the 8 o'clock hour, Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker with you here in our studios here in Midtown Atlanta. And folks, this is a segment that we always have a lot of fun with each and every week, and a chance to just talk about people who have lived the Friday night experience.
Here in Georgia.
Here in Georgia, here in the metro Atlanta area.
Just like these kids tonight.
Right.
But then they became something that people know them for.
People know them for. And the person we have tonight, they've known for having a very long Major League Baseball career with the Chicago White Sox, and now we watch him on Bally Sports with Braves Live. And before that, Georgia, University of Georgia, College Baseball World Series to the finals, College Baseball World Series. But before all that, Friday nights.
Friday Night Lights.
This guy was lighting it up.
I'm saying Sam says he can sling it.
He can sling it. He can spin it. He can. I saw him in person. And he's joining us now a Westminster School alum, Gordon Beckham, joins us now to talk school days. Gordon, you're on the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris. Welcome, man.
Sam, thank you for having me, and I'm excited to talk about my glory days here.
do you see them that? And how often does anybody actually talk with you about it, or people actually know that you are All-State quarterback at Westminster?
Well, I tell people all the time I'd rather talk about high school football than big league baseball. So any chance I get to joke around with somebody that I actually used to play football and I was okay at it was I take full like opportunity with that. But yeah, man, it comes up every once in a while, and I'm always quick to joke around with them and try to drop a little two-time All-State every once in a while, and they think I'm kidding. I'm like, no, seriously, I was somehow two-time All-State in football, and they're like, you're kidding. I'm like, no. But I love talking football, man. Football's, in my opinion, one of the greatest sports, if not the greatest. And I had so much fun playing high school football and a lot of great memories.
Well, Gordon, what moment stands out the most when you think about your time at Westminster playing football?
Well, I would probably say, I mean, our senior year we were 10-0. We beat two teams that ended up going to the Final Four that year. We lost to one of those teams the second time we had played them at home, Cartersville, when I was a senior. That was it was a great season. We were a really good team. Obviously, we're probably one of the top teams in the state, and just had a bad night. To lose to them the second time. One of the favorite memories I have is my junior year. We were playing up in Gainesville. I wasn't playing quarterback at the time. I was playing free safety and receiver and doing some running back and quarterback every once in a while. And it was snowing. I believe it was the second round of the playoffs, and we played up in Gainesville. They were either the number one or two team in the state, and we went up there and beat them in the snow, which was pretty awesome. That was probably a highlight of mine, just to go up there and do something like that. And, I think we lost the next week in Waco, and that was just a lot of fun to go down to the House of Pain and play a really, really good team down there. So, I mean, it's not just one moment. I think it's, going out there and spending time with your best friends and high school, buddies and be able to compete. And that was just a lot of fun for me.
Folks, spending time here on the High School Scoreboard Show with Gordon Beckham. Of course, you can watch him, weekly or nightly now on Braves Live on Bally Sports with another guy that's a pretty good high school football player, Trevor Scales, Trevor Shields.
Yeah, man,
that was pretty big.
Do you guys talk about who was better though? I mean,
I think it's pretty obvious that Trevor was better. I mean, we watched the Harvard highlight film the other day, and it's clearly scales by a million. But I haven't taken him in the high school highlight tape, and I think I have to do that maybe next year or in the postseason to mess around with him and say that, you know, I don't know if he was all state. I'm sure he probably was, but if I got more all states than him, don't worry, he will know about it at some point. So y'all need to fill me in on that.
Oh my goodness! Now I'll tell you who we haven't mentioned yet. We haven't mentioned Lovett. Now, you got to talk a little bit about those fine folks that are right down the block from Westminster. And I'm sure you face them in a lot of different, not just football, but baseball too. But what are your memories? Yeah. What are your memories from playing against those guys?
I mean, Lovett was obviously our rival, and, you know, private school kids going at it, you know, a lot of silver spoons on the field. But at the same time, it was, you know, it was a lot of fun and a lot of good friends on both sides, honestly. To this day. And I remember, I believe we only lost one time to Lovett when I was there. It was my sophomore year. We weren't very good. I think we went 3-7 that year, not good at all. But I think we beat them my junior year and senior year. My senior year, it was the first game of the season. And I remember thinking, like, you know, I was so jacked up for it. I got so jacked up, I made a long run and then ended up going to the sideline and having to stay out a few plays because I dropped a little weight on the sideline and I got really dehydrated for the rest of the game. And
wow.
So I'd go in for a play and start cramping up and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't get to play a lot, but we ended up winning that game. Always a really good rivalry, you know, between Westminster and Lovett. I mean, you know, it kind of takes me, I think a lot about my dad's, you know, was a really good high school football player and played in South Carolina. And he always used to tell me when I was growing up, like, Marist ended up when he was a senior, he was obviously one of the top recruits in the country. And when he was a senior, the second time they played, Marist actually, and this is way back in the day, so, you know, children, hide your ears, but they got some baby cats and a mama cat and hung the cats up on the mailbox of his house the morning of the game.
What?
And so, oh, like, I bring that up as, like, yikes. Rivalries in the city of Buckhead and Atlanta is it's pretty intense. But I'll never forget that story from him.
Oh, my.
Wow. I don't have much to say back to that. I was just going to give Garrett, our man behind the glass here, Garrett went to Lovett, so we were just giving him a hard time about Westminster beating him up when Gordon was there. But I'll ask this.
Marist was – they were meaner, apparently.
They,
I didn't
they
get any of that
been.
One.
Yeah. They must have been.
Probably because they couldn't hunt down a lion, more than likely.
Gordon, I coached high school football for a long time as a head coach, and I loved it. But I have to ask you this question because so often, and especially now more than it used to be, there's great, great football players that don't play because they play baseball. You know, and we,
right.
The football coach, are begging them to play, and they don't play.
Yeah.
So what advice would you have? You played in the major leagues, which is all their goal. That's their goal. They want to play in the major leagues. You played high school football, so I'm trying to point this out as much as possible. But what advice do you have for those guys that really are good athletes? They could excel at both, but maybe they're not sure if they should play or not.
I would tell them 10 out of 10 times to go play football. You know, I mean, yes, there's a chance you're going to get injured, and there's always that possibility. But at the end of the day, I was really good at baseball later on in life because I didn't focus on it until I got to – or I didn't focus solely on it until I got – to college. And I think that what that did for me is it allowed me to get athletic and be athletic in a different sport. And it also allowed me to peak at the right time in college versus peak in high school. And, you know, I mean, listen, I love baseball, but baseball is boring. I mean, anytime you can go out there and spend time with your buddies on a Friday night and you have a huge buildup all week to going out there and you know, on Friday Night Lights and being able to compete, like I just, that was real excitement. I mean, baseball players that have some interest in football, I would tell them 100% to do it, because it's just an experience you won't ever have with baseball. Baseball is a grind. It's a long season, and you have to be, you know, you have to be even keeled. In football, you can jack yourself up and get yourself psyched up to go play for, you know, 60 minutes of mm-hmm. football, and then and just leave it all out there. So I totally disagree with the notion that these days you have to specialize in high school. I think it's ridiculous. If you're a great athlete in football and baseball, and you decide to play football, you're still going to go to where you want to go in your baseball career if you want to focus on that afterwards. You know, I mean, injuries aside, I mean, yeah, you can get injured in football. I knew that risk. I had, basically a full ride to go to Georgia my senior year when I had already committed, and I played every snap of that football season and had no worry at all about getting hurt, because, you know, I just was like, I would never give up playing high school football for college baseball. That was always like, you know, I wanted to play. I wanted to play football. And I just think it's too early mm-hmm. from that point to say that you should specialize. So any parent out there, I would, I know football has this risk, but I would always say to play whatever sport they want for as right. long as they want, because mainly you're going to get burned out with baseball. I mean, I got relatively burned out with it, and I didn't play it all year. So
yeah, and I agree. And it goes the other way too. The really good football guys should play other sports too. I just think kids, they should play whatever they want to play. I mean, Austin Riley played high school football.
Yeah. Yep.
Gordon Beckham.
Yep.
Let them figure out other stuff too. It makes you a better baseball player to be, you know, understand, you know, I mean, if you're playing football at a high level or basketball at a high level, you're going to be a much better athlete than you are if you just played baseball. I always tell parents now, let them play whatever they want as long as they want, because baseball is a grind. And so few people make it to the big leagues. So much has to happen right for you to get to the big leagues. You have to be a high draft pick. You have to be generally a high draft pick. They have to give you every opportunity. You have to have the right situation with the right organization and the right timing. And all that has to come into play unless you are the elite of the elite. And so I would never give up on something else just to pursue a baseball career, because very few people actually make it.
Yeah, hope we're spending time here with Gordon Beckham. Great thoughts from him. I got it, though. We haven't mentioned your coach. Give us something on Coach Romberg over at Westminster.
You know, Coach Romberg, I wish I could give you some dirt on him, but that there's none there. Literally first class guy, love him to death. And he was probably, you know, along with a few other coaches at Westminster, Chad Laney being one of them. He was one of my kind of just really go-to inspirational guys that I wanted to play for. I mean, my grandfather couldn't stand – my grandfather had played at Georgia back in the 50s before he tore his knee up. He couldn't stand Romberg because Romberg didn't start me at quarterback when I was a sophomore. And I didn't care at all about that, because I just, like, loved playing defensive back. And that was Romberg's, kind of his specialty, what he handled on the defense. And I would have run through a wall for him just because he was a special person. He motivated his kids. And I'm just so happy that he actually got a state championship later on, because I do think that the team that we have was very capable. Obviously, you know, we saw the people that we beat that were in the semis that year, you know, it very easily could have been us there. He just deserves that. He's a good coach. I know other people have tried to get him away from Westminster, and I remember after my junior year, I don't know all the situation, but I think that Lovett was going to allow his children to go to Lovett and wanted him at Lovett. And
what?
Basically, you know, the players came in and begged him to stay. We begged him to stay, and Westminster apparently did not want to give the same deal, sadly. And he still stayed for us. And I don't know if I was in the same situation if I would have been able to make that call, you know, because he loved us, but obviously you love your children more. So that was, you know, kind of a defining moment for me that he like stayed there when he didn't have to. And he had probably a better offer, honestly. So he's a special guy. He's just class all the way. And hopefully he gets one or two more before he retires.
Yeah.
Folks, 31 years in a row.
Yeah.
At Westminster, Coach Romberg.
That's yep. amazing.
31 years in a row, Sam.
That is something.
Hey, we out-prepared everybody. I can promise you that. those coaches were unbelievable. I mean, a lot of times we weren't as athletic as a lot of the teams we were playing, but we just were so well coached, and we were relatively disciplined to where we won games because of that, how well we were coached and our discipline. Without Coach Romberg and his staff, a lot we probably would have lost a lot of games.
Wow. Wow. Gordon, we appreciate you spending some time with us here, and we could go on and on because these are tremendous stories that you're sharing with us, but we thank you for taking some time. We know you're busy with Valley Sports now, involved with Braves with this push for the division title. I still think we're going to get it. I still think we're going to get it. We're going to get it. And, man, we're going to be tuning in.
They need to come back tonight. I see they're down. So if they can make it back, yeah, they're right. They're a great team. Listen, I mean, if they get an opportunity in the playoffs, which they're going to get, it's anybody's game. Their pitching staff is second to none. I mean, they got some dudes on the mound. So that changes the game. So we'll see.
All right. We'll be watching, tuning in. Gordon, thanks so much. Always great catching up with you. And thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.